With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Ukrainian officials describe it as a massive Russian drone and missile attack on Kyiv overnight. At least 10 people are dead. 48 have been wounded. Among the dead, at least two children. The attack hitting a five-story residential building plus several other buildings. Rescue teams still going through the rubble looking for possible survivors. Many people in Minneapolis still in shock following the shooting at a Catholic school, claiming the lives of two children, 17 wounded. Police Chief Brian O'Hara.
We're also aware of a manifesto that the shooter had timed to be released on YouTube. This manifesto appeared to show him at the scene and included some disturbing writings. That content has since been taken down with the assistance of the FBI, and it now remains under active review by our investigators.
The shooter, who committed suicide, identified as 23-year-old Robin Westman. President Trump scoring some points addressing urban crime.
A poll from the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research shows 81% of Americans see crime as a major problem in large cities. Slightly more than half of U.S. adults say they approve of the president's handling of crime. But the poll shows there is less public support for federal takeovers of local police departments. Trump has deployed the National Guard to the District of Columbia and has threatened to expand that model to other cities across the country. The poll also shows Trump's overall approval rating has increased to 45% now. Mike Hemp in Washington.
And Chicago could be the next city. This is SRN News. Well, Franklin Graham will be packing his bags once again very soon.
The popular evangelist is scheduled to hold a gospel festival in Belgium next month. Graham will preach the good news at the ING Arena in Brussels on September 27th. He will be joined by a number of Christian recording artists, and the event is free for anybody who wants to attend. This will not be Graham's final foray outside the U.S. this year. He is also scheduled to hold another gospel festival in Buenos Aires, Argentina, on the weekend of November 7th and 8th. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Oh, numerous Florida cities facing deadlines in the coming days to paint over or remove rainbow crosswalks, brightly colored street crossings meant to celebrate gay pride. In letters from the Transportation Department, communities are being ordered to remove them early next month. Officials say roads are for safety, not artwork. This is SRN News. Low-value imports are losing their duty-free status in the U.S. More on the story from correspondent John Scott.
It's part of President Trump's agenda for making the nation less dependent on foreign goods. A widely used customs exemption for international shipments worth $800 or less is set to end starting on Friday. Having to pay import taxes on small parcels likely will be a big change for some small businesses and online shoppers. Purchases that previously entered the U.S. without needing to clear customs will be subject to the origin country's tariff rate, which can range from 10 to 50%. John Scott reporting.
NVIDIA's sales of its artificial intelligence chipsets rose at a slower pace than analysts had anticipated in the last quarter. The results Wednesday were hotly anticipated because NVIDIA merged as a bellwether to AI. More details, SRNNews.com.